Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's welcome to the program. I got to tell you, one of my favorite actors. I know, Rex, you're probably thinking I'm blowing smoke, but I was so excited to know that you were going to join this program today. Rex,
oh,
I swear to God, Rex Lynn, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me on. Are you guys here in Sacramento?
Yeah. Are you here in Sacramento?
No, I'm in Nashville right now, but my home is in Los Angeles. But it's actually Nashville and Los Angeles. But are you getting rain right now? I hope.
No, actually, it's beautiful outside. We're supposed to get it this weekend. Why, you want some rain and on the West Coast?
Well, I mean, the whole state of California can always use rain. I just saw a picture. My buddy went over to our house and checking on the house, and it was raining yesterday in Los Angeles. So I just wondered if you guys got any rain.
We got some. We got some the other day. Not much though, but we got some. We're supposed to get some this weekend. You know,
good deal.
I got a zero lot line backyard with a row of fake grass for my dogs that I need rain to wash it out so it stops smells like pee-pees in the backyard.
We're dog freaks. What kind of dogs do you have?
I got Cavalier King Charles. I got 5 dogs.
Oh my God! You not only are they expensive, but they're very, very intelligent. That's a great breed.
Yeah, it's a great breed.
I've had dogs for all my life. Been training dogs and had show dogs. We unfortunately, Reba and I lost our French Bulldog last November to early death, unfortunately, but at 7 years old. But he was a grand champion in the show dog world and went to Westminster in New York, and his name is Riddler, and he's actually in the book a lot. I didn't know she was going to put him in the book, not that fancy that we got out right now, and he's in the book a lot. But we're dog freaks, and I know about just about every breed there is. The Cavalier King Charles, my dad had one. I got my dad one of those, and I just love that breed, man. They're great dogs.
Yeah, I've had them my whole life for the most part. They're just sweet dogs. Yeah, it's funny, Rex. Like when you know, I saw that we had the opportunity to talk to you because I'm a fan of your work. You know, I mean, especially the CSI Miami stuff. Like for years, I've played the bit. You know, because when Caruso does the cheesy...
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again. But if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Line at the beginning, you know, I've always, when we have, yeah, when we have stories like that, we'll play, you know, we'll do the goofy, like, well, he must not have seen that coming, you know, if it's an eye thing, and then the music is, because it's funny, and all the stuff that you've been in, from Tin Cup to Cliffhanger to Ghosts of Mississippi, Blast from the Past, which I love that movie, Django Unchained, but you're on to talk about your girlfriend, Reba McEntire, who I love Reba, who doesn't love Reba, we watch The Voice and get to know Reba McEntire even more, but you're on to talk about her book, Not That Fancy, Simple Lessons on Living, Loving, Eating, and Dusting Off Your Boots. How did she come to you and say, honey, look, I need you to go and promote this. I'm busy right now. Can you go promote my book for me? Is that how that came about?
No, I wanted to. I wanted to, man, because I've got the best recipe in it.
Oh.
No, in all seriousness, they've been promoting the book. When they came up with the idea, she didn't want to just do a recipe book. She wanted to do a lifestyle book, you know. And if you're a Reba fan, and I'm not just trying to sell the book, it's a New York Times bestseller, so it's selling itself. But you get a lot of insight to her life and her interest in life, in addition to some great recipes. But I put my recipe in my pecan smoked beer can chicken tacos.
And that sounds delicious.
I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited about that part of it, and also promoting the book. I mean it too. I just think it's just a really, really great book, and I hope everybody gets a chance to look at it, because it's a lot of fun. And if you're a foodie, if you're a foodie, you got to get the book, because there's some phenomenal recipes in it.
Well, let me tell you this, Rex. So me and my co-host just moved out here from Georgia. You know, I lived in Atlanta, and I'm a big grill guy. I'm a big smoker, and I move out here, and it's not that much of a thing on the West Coast. So when you're talking about smoking meat, you know, I'll put a brisket on for 13 hours on the big green egg and go to town on that. So if any recipe,
let me tell you something. I've got two big smokers in Sherman Oaks in Los Angeles, at our home in Los Angeles. And the first time I did that, I literally, I'm not kidding you, I didn't even know the neighbors. Two of them came over and asked, they were going to call the fire department. And I said, no, it's cool. Everything's great. I'm smoking stuff. And they didn't even, I mean, you can imagine, too, in Los Angeles, if some guy, some bald guy that's got an accent, and they come over and go, there's smoke coming out of your house or from the back of your house. You can imagine me going, yeah, I'm smoking. What that conversation was when they got back to their house. But I'm with you on that. I'm a big fan of that. That kind of food.
Hey, my wife and I are big fans of watching The Voice, and we love Reba on The Voice. Is she enjoying herself doing that job? I mean, I get the business. You go on, especially if you got a book or an album or a tour, and it's helpful in that way. Not that Reba McEntire has to prove herself. I mean, because she's a legend, as they call her, the queen, on the show. But does she enjoy doing that and being on a show like that, working with talent?
She absolutely loves it, and I tell you, the Voice made a fantastic decision when they got her, because she loves The Voice, she loves who she's working with, but most importantly, she loves to help artists, and she loves to give them advice, and because she didn't get a whole lot of advice when she was starting out, and she worked it was hard for a woman at that time in the 70s. In the record business to get anything going, and she plowed through it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And she persevered, and she just wants to kind of give that to them, you know, give them that hope and that advice and that inspiration.
Oh.
And so that part of it she loves most, helping and working with these kids, and very talented ones too. And I never really watched that show much, or America's Got Talent, or any of that, but since Reba's been on it, I mean, I'm not just saying this, but I'm absolutely hooked on it. I never thought I would watch those shows. And I'm telling you, we can't wait for Monday in Los Angeles at our home in Los Angeles. And the first time I did that, I literally, I'm not kidding you, I didn't even know the neighbors. Two of them came over and asked, they were going to call the fire department. And I said, no, it's cool. Everything's great. I'm smoking stuff. And they didn't even, I mean, you can imagine, too, in Los Angeles, if some guy, some bald guy that's got an accent, from, and they come over and go, there's smoke coming out of your house or from the back of your house. You can imagine me going, yeah, I'm smoking. I what that conversation was when they got back to their house. But I'm with you on that. I'm a big fan of that kind of food.
Hey, my wife and I are big fans of watching The Voice, and we love Reba on The Voice. Is she enjoying herself doing that job? I mean, I get the business you go on, especially if you got a book or an album or a tour, and it's helpful in that way. Not that Reba McEntire has to prove herself. I mean, because she's a legend, as they call her, the queen, on the show. But does she enjoy doing that and being on a show like that, working with talent?
She absolutely loves it, and I tell you, the Voice made a fantastic decision when they got her, because she loves The Voice, she loves who she's working with, but most importantly, she loves to help artists, and she loves to give them advice, and because she didn't get a whole lot of advice when she was starting out, and she worked, it was hard for a woman at that time in the 70s, in the record business to get anything going, and she plowed through it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And she persevered, and she just wants to kind of give that to them, you know, give them that hope and that advice and that inspiration.
Oh.
And so that part of it she loves most, helping and working with these kids, and very talented ones too. And I never really watched that show much, or America's Got Talent, or any of that. But since Reba's been on it, I'm not just saying this, but I'm absolutely hooked on it. I never thought I would watch those shows. And I'm telling you, we can't wait for Monday and Tuesday so we can watch.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you sound so supportive.
I know who's going to win. Well, hell, they don't know who's going to win yet. I got friends that are texting going, now, I know you know who's going to win, but you don't have to tell them. Going, I don't know who wins.
Do you call her Tater Tot?
Hell yeah, that's her nickname, Tater Tot.
Are you going to marry her?
Just about. Yeah, we went to dinner on our first date. We didn't know it was our first date at the time, but she came in to do Young Sheldon, and I was doing Young Sheldon, and I called her, and I said, hey, I heard you're a cast in Young Sheldon. You want to go to dinner? And we went to dinner, but we didn't know. It was unbeknownst to us, it was our official date. But that night, after we had dinner, a friend of ours who was with us had a wine bar down the street. So we went to the wine bar, and we went in the back, and this waitress came out. She said, look, I know you guys have been to dinner and everything, but we have a special appetizer tonight. And Reba said, what is it? And she said, it's homemade tater tots. And she said, we'll have two orders of those. And I looked at her, and you guys, I give nicknames to everybody, but they have to present themselves. I don't premeditate any of them. And she said, Tater Toss it is. And I just looked at her and I said, well, that's your new nickname. And it stuck. And so I just call her Tater Tot every day.
And she calls you what?
Sugar Tot.
Sugar Tot.
Sugar Tot.
Nikki, what, you had a question for Rex Lynn?
Yeah, I said, you guys sound so cute together. And you seem so supportive. Like, do you want to marry her? Are you going to marry her?
I tell you, you never know. I mean, that's not going to be premeditated either. It's just going to have to present itself. And I tell you, there's been about 50 times I've wanted to drop a knee and propose. But I mean, it's the great thing about Reba is this, is her heart. She's got a great heart, and she is genuine. But the best thing about our relationship is, I think, and I think that she would agree with me, is there's a lot of laughter. Now, we're in love, and we love each other, and most importantly, we like each other. But mainly, there's a lot of laughter in our relationship. And I think laughing is an amazing medicine for anything.
How about this, Rex? Let me pitch something to you, okay? Let's do a Frank trip. Let's do a CSI Miami for the engagement, for the thing. It'll go like this, okay? You and Reba sitting there on the couch, doing what you're doing, chilling, enjoying each other, and going, you know, after doing this media tour, I'm sure we're not the first person to ask. Everybody's been asking me if we're going to get married. You know what? Drop to a knee and go, that has a good pause, ring to it. And then the music hits.
You are on top of your game, baby.
That was perfect.
Really good.
Thank you.
You impressed him. You impressed him with that.
If I see in the tabloids that you do that, we're smoking meat together, Rex Lynn. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you what. That's a drop the mic saying, baby. I like that.
All right. Look, I know you got other people to talk to. I could have you on for the rest of the hour, but Art would get mad at me. Reba McEntire's book, Not That Fancy, Simple Lessons on Living, Loving, Eating, and Dusting Off Your Boots, is available now anywhere books are sold. Amazon, go to the store, Books and Noble, all that good stuff. The great, extremely talented, awesome to talk to. By the way, happy belated birthday the other day, Rex Lynn.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Every birthday is great, as we know.
Yes, sir.
I had my big 67th, and it was a woman at that time in the 70s. In the record business to get anything going, and she plowed through it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And she persevered, and she just wants to kind of give that to them, you know, give them that hope and that advice and that inspiration.
Oh.
And so that part of it she loves most, helping and working with these kids and very talented ones too. And I never really watched that show much or America's Got Talent or any of that, but since Reba's been on it, I'm not just saying this, but I'm absolutely hooked on it. I never thought I would watch those shows. And I'm telling you, we can't wait for Monday and Tuesday so we can watch.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you sound so supportive.
I know who's going to win. Well, hell, they don't know who's going to win yet. I got friends that are texting going, now, I know you know who's going to win, but you don't have to tell them. Going, I don't know who wins.
Do you call her Tater Tot?
Hell yeah, that's her nickname, Tater Tot.
Are you going to marry her?
Just about. What's we went to dinner on our first date. We didn't know it was our first date at the time, but she came in to do Young Sheldon, and I was doing Young Sheldon, and I called her, and I said, hey, I heard you're a cast in Young Sheldon. You want to go to dinner? And we went to dinner, but we didn't know. It was unbeknownst to us, it was our official date, but that night, after we had dinner, a friend of ours who was with us had a wine bar down the street. So we went to the wine bar, and we went in the back, and this waitress came out. She said, look, I know you guys have been to dinner and everything, but we have a special appetizer tonight. And Reba said, what is it? And she said, it's homemade tater tots. And she said, we'll have two orders of those. And I looked at her, and you guys, I give nicknames to everybody, but they have to present themselves. I don't premeditate any of them. And she said, Tater Toss it is. And I just looked at her and I said, well, that's your new nickname. And it stuck. And so I just call her Tater Tot every day.
And she calls you what?
Sugar Tot.
Sugar Tot.
Sugar Tot.
Nikki, what, you had a question for Rex Lynn?
Yeah, I said, you guys sound so cute together and you seem so supportive. Like, do you want to marry her? Are you going to marry her?
I tell you, you never know. I mean, that's not going to be premeditated either. It's just going to have to present itself. And I tell you, there's been about 50 times I've wanted to drop a knee and propose. But I mean, it's the great thing about Reba is this: is her heart. She's got a great heart, and she is genuine. But the best thing about our relationship is, I think, and I think that she would agree with me, is there's a lot of laughter. Now, we're in love, and we love each other, and most importantly, we like each other. But mainly, there's a lot of laughter in our relationship. And I think laughing is an amazing medicine for anything.
How about this, Rex? Let me pitch something to you, okay? Let's do a Frank trip. Let's do a CSI Miami for the engagement, for the thing. It'll go like this, okay? You and Reba sitting there on the couch, doing what you're doing, chilling, enjoying each other, and going, you know, after doing this media tour, I'm sure we're not the first person to ask. Everybody's been asking me if we're going to get married. You know what? Drop to a knee and go, that has a good pause ring to it. And then the music hits.
Oh, you are on top of your game, baby.
That was perfect.
Really good.
Thank you.
You impressed him. You impressed him with that.
If I see in the tabloids that you do that, we're smoking meat together, Rex Lynn. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you what. That's a drop the mic saying, baby. I like that.
All right. Look, I know you got other people to talk to. I could have you on for the rest of the hour, but Art would get mad at me. Reba McEntire's book, Not That Fancy, Simple Lessons on Living, Loving, Eating, and Dusting Off Your Boots, is available now anywhere books are sold. Amazon, go to the store, Books and Noble, all that good stuff. The great, extremely talented, awesome to talk to. By the way, happy belated birthday the other day, Rex Lynn.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Every birthday is great, as we know.
Yes,
so
sir.
I had my big 67th, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Happy birthday.
Well, we appreciate your time. We enjoy your work, and we'll continue to watch you in the shows and give our best to the girlfriend, Reba McEntire, please.
Thank you guys so much. God bless.
All right, you too. Day. Take care, sir. Thank you.
There's been about 50 times I've wanted to drop a knee and propose. But I mean, it's the great thing about Reba is her heart. She's got a great heart, and she is genuine. But the best thing about our relationship is, I think that she would agree with me, is there's a lot of laughter. Now, we're in love, and we love each other, and most importantly, we like each other. But mainly, there's a lot of laughter in our relationship, and I think laughing is an amazing medicine for anything.
How about this, Rex? Let me pitch something to you, okay? Let's do a Frank trip. Let's do a CSI Miami for the engagement, for the thing. And it'll go like this, okay? You and Reba sitting there on the couch, doing what you're doing, chilling, enjoying each other, and going, you know, after doing this media tour, I'm sure we're not the first person to ask. Everybody's been asking me if we're going to get married. You know what? Drop to a knee and go, that has a good pause ring to it. And then the music hits.
Oh, you are on top of your game, baby.
That was perfect.
Really good.
Thank you.
You impressed him. You impressed him with
that. If I see in the tabloids that you do that, we're smoking meat together, Rex Lynn. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you what. That's a drop the mic saying, baby. I like that.
All right. Look, I know you got other people to talk to. I could have you on for the rest of the hour, but Art would get mad at me. Reba McEntire's book, Not That Fancy, Simple Lessons on Living, Loving, Eating, and Dusting Off Your Boots, is available now anywhere books are sold. Amazon, go to the store, Books and Noble, all that good stuff. The great, extremely talented, awesome to talk to. By the way, happy belated birthday the other day, Rex Lynn.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Every birthday is great, as we know.
Yes,
so
sir.
I had my big 67th, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Happy birthday.
Well, we appreciate your time. We enjoy your work, and we'll continue to watch you in the shows and give our best to the girlfriend, Reba McEntire, please.
Thank you guys so much. God bless.
All right, you too. Take care, sir. Thank you.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands, and their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.